I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting kind of tired of the stupidity. For the first time in 2 years, I actually find myself agreeing with Anthony Fauci. That's because for the first time in 2 years, he said something right, said something that made sense. The other day, and I think he was speaking in front of the Senate, but the other day, Fauci said, everyone at some point is gonna catch the COVID, just like everyone has caught the flu at some point in their life. Everyone has caught a cold. We have all been sick at one time or another. At no other time in my life has an illness become so politicized. Like I said yesterday, these COVID protocols are cloaked under the guise of health and safety. During the beginning, when we didn't know much about the virus, that was true. It was about health and safety. But we are 2 years in now. We know who this virus is going to affect, and we know the vast majority of the population will have minimal effects from the COVID. Protocols are no longer about health and safety. They are about control. If you don't believe me, look at what's going on right now in Australia. What I'm about to tell you, I am not making this up. When you hear it, it's extremely hard to believe, but this is a true story, and it proves that this is no longer about health and safety and all about control. Canberra is the capital of Australia. Going into last August, the city hadn't had what they called a locally acquired COVID case since July of 2020. A full year of people living their normal lives, no sign of the COVID. August 2021, city of Canberra had one person test positive. One. Uno. Un. Eins. Government officials, they go into a full-blown panic. Immediately, they lock down the entire city for 2 weeks. Complete lockdown. Can't leave your house over one COVID case. The Australian Open, it is set to begin on Monday. It's one of the four Grand Slam tournaments in professional tennis. And to be honest with you, if Australia can't get their shit together, the tournament should be moved. Novak Djokovic is the best tennis player in the world. He's won 20 Grand Slams. That's a re or tied for a record. He's vying for his 21st, which would be a record if he's allowed to play. He's won the Australian Open a record 9 times. As of right now, Novak Djokovic can't compete for his 21st Grand Slam. Now, is he injured? No. Did he have a family emergency? No. Did he test positive for the COVID? No. Is his wife having a baby? No. Maybe he was suspended for PEDs or failed a drug test. No, that's not it either. You see, Novak Djokovic has committed the greatest sin of all. You look at the woke Ten Commandments, the failure to follow the first commandment is an insult to what they call the greater good. Novak Djokovic refuses to comply. In other words, he hasn't received the COVID vaccine. We can't tolerate non-compliance in Australia. This man is a menace to society. Upon arriving in Australia on January 5th, Novak Djokovic was immediately detained by Australian authorities. They claimed the medical exemption that he obtained to get into the country was invalid. It's been an ongoing battle ever since. The Australian government is trying to revoke his visa. Actually, they're not trying. They've already revoked it twice. He's once again appealing this decision. Hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. Now, he won his first appeal, but they are not giving up getting him deported, getting him kicked out of the country. He has been detained for nearly 2 weeks, all because he's unvaccinated. Not only that, the Australian government doesn't want him in the country because he has been so vocal about being against vaccine mandates, not against vaccines, against vaccine mandates, which directly defies the law in Australia. From everything I've read, you're not allowed to enter the country without being vaccinated. And look, if that's how Australians want to live, if that's how they want to run their country, more power to them. It's their country, their rules. 90% of Australians support the deportation of Novak Djokovic. I was legitimately surprised when I read that. 90%. Apparently, the climate in Australia is completely different than America. I have been in 6 states over the last week. as far south as Florida and Alabama, north to Ohio and Indiana, sprinkle in Georgia and Kentucky. Besides the airports that I was in, you know how many people I saw wearing a mask? Zero. Zero. You know how many times I was asked for a vaccine card? Zero. Negative COVID test? Zero. Around 4 to 6% of my audience lives in Australia. So I ask you guys, the 4 to 6%, what the hell's going on down there? 90% support the deportation of Novak Djokovic because he's not vaccinated? The number one tennis player in the world, a proven ratings draw, and you won't let him into your country. Well, you let him into the country, then you treat him like a detainee. Won't let him out of his government-assigned hotel unless he's to meet with his lawyers. Now, I don't want to say they're treating Novak Djokovic like a second-class citizen, but to be honest, they're not treating him like a guest either. He's being treated like a political dissident, all because he doesn't share your beliefs. I thought Australia was a free country. It used to be a free country until the COVID. Now, the Australian government has been given unprecedented control, all in the name of safety. You can either be free or you can be safe. If you choose to be safe, you'll be neither free or safe. There is no such thing as safe. Every day you walk out your door, you're taking a risk. You risk getting into a car accident. You risk being robbed, getting hit by a bus, attacked by a dog. And yes, you risk catching the COVID. Now, if you want, you can eliminate all of these risks. If you want to stay alive, there's an easy solution to mitigating risk. You stay home. The risk of a car accident is greatly reduced when you don't leave your couch. Unless, of course, someone drives through your front door, I would say you're pretty safe. But is that really a life worth living? Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said that the people of his country have made sacrifices during this pandemic, which is partially true. Making a sacrifice is voluntary. For example, if you're starting a business, you are going to sacrifice time with your family, if you're with your friends. It's inevitable. It's also voluntary. You're sacrificing that time in order to give your family, your kids, a better life. Government-imposed restrictions, that is not sacrifice. It's mandated. The people of Australia didn't have a choice. Being forced into lockdowns, that's not sacrifice. It's being a prisoner inside your own home. Now, I'm not picking on the people of Australia. We have our fair share of dumbasses here in America. Bill Walton might just be dumbass of the day. He has worked alongside Dave Pasch calling college basketball games on ESPN for years. I would imagine they have a friendly relationship. You can't work together that long, build a rapport without being friends. You can't develop chemistry with someone you don't get along with. And broadcasting is all about chemistry. But there appears to be a little bit of a fracture in the relationship between Bill Walton and Dave Pasch, a fracture created by their differing views on the COVID. See for yourself.
I'm tired of your complaints about that.
Look, there's no complaining. It's just stating a fact for people that might be tuning in that don't know.
There's a pandemic going on. Please, there's public health issues.
Through January 21st, there will not be fans at indoor venues at UCLA as Harmon gets the bucket, but
there's not fans in the building because people are dying of COVID, okay? And people are concerned about that. Well, are we going to listen to the doctors or not? Isn't that kind of why we're in this ongoing program? Because people don't listen to the doctors?
I briefly agree with Bill Walton, though not the way he intended. I agree 100%. Listening to the doctors, listening to people like Anthony Fauci, is exactly why we are in the situation that we're in. It's also the reason Fauci has zero credibility with the vast majority of the population. If UCLA was so concerned about the COVID that they didn't want students on campus, didn't want fans in the arena, why play the game at all? Basketball is unwatchable without fans. UCLA allowed family only to attend the game. Why? Why? Are family members immune from spreading the COVID? Are the players immune to spreading the COVID during the game? Again, this is not about health and safety. It's about control. If you're paying tuition at UCLA, you're getting ripped off. If you paid thousands of dollars to attend class in person and you're relegated to remote learning, you're getting ripped off. It's the equivalent of paying thousands of dollars for tickets to the Super Bowl, and then you're told your ticket is only good for watching the game at home on TV. You're not allowed to enter the stadium to keep you safe. People are dying from the COVID. This is true. This is true. There are people dying from the COVID. Average age of the person who dies, 79 years old. Average life expectancy in America, 79 years old. In 2019, nearly 8,000 people died every day here in America. 8,000. This is pre-COVID. 8,000 deaths per day. 2020, it was around 9,000. An increase. COVID accounted for 11% of those deaths. But you know what else increased? Heart disease, drug overdoses, alcohol, diabetes, deaths caused by mental health issues. Why? Why the increase in everything else? Many people blame the restrictions, people being stuck at home, no social interaction. It was especially prevalent in children who thrive off of social interaction. It's a vital part of their development. Now, you could make the argument this was all self-imposed by the restrictions. We have to learn to live with the COVID, just like we've learned to live with AIDS, Ebola, swine flu, every other illness. I think most people realize that, but like everything else, it's the politicians who won't get the hell out of the way, and people like Bill Walton, who blindly follow them. All right, let me know what you guys think of Australia trying to prevent Novak Djokovic from competing in the Australian Open next week, all because he's not vaccinated. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.